May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I'm going to read you a Shunryu Suzuki lecture excerpt that I just went to our Instagram page seeing what Peter Ford had put up there. I just uploaded tonight's. I'm in the 16th already. I just uploaded tonight's, and I'm uploading this for tomorrow because our internet's going to be cut off in a little while. We're changing the account. So, and it's coming back tomorrow, but just in case it's not on time or something, I'm getting tomorrow's posts ready. So, here, this one is from a lecture in 1967, August 14th. All right. I was at Tassajara then. 67, August 14th. Yeah, that was the first practice period. We were in the first practice period. Although the picture of him here, that's in his office in the city, and that's a still taken off the KQED movie. I took a whole bunch of them. I took hundreds of stills off the films. They're on JuniorSuzuki.com. So anyway, let's hear what he has to say. He says, "You want what you see to be continuous if it is good, but not if it is bad. If you think what you see is not continuous, that is right. But usually, we think our mind is working very well when we have some attachment to something. Actually, you are already making a big mistake because you misunderstand your mind as something which is continuous. Our mind is not continuous at all. It is more than continuous or discontinuous." Well, that's something to think about, huh? Or not to think about. Thank you very much, Shunryu Suzuki. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.